This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Megan Verlee. The semi-truck driver who was sentenced to 110 years in prison for a fatal crash along I-70 could get out sooner. A Jefferson County judge approved a review of the case today. Lakewood resident Brenda Chavez was one of around 100 supporters of Rogel Lazaro Aguilera Medeiros, who gathered outside the courtroom in Golden. She says she believes he will get a reduced sentence.
I got faith. I've got faith of Colorado law. I got faith that we're going to do the right thing and that we all look in deeper in this situation.
Due to state laws, Aguilera Medeiros was given over a century of prison time for the 2019 crash. The Jeffco DA has begun the process to try to cut it down to less than 30 years. Colorado skier Michaela Schifrin has tested positive for COVID-19 and will miss World Cup events in Austria this week. Schifrin has already qualified for the U.S. Olympic team for the upcoming Beijing Games, but has been trying to regain the overall World Cup title. She says she's isolating and hopes to continue competing early in the new year. In a decision that may feel like Groundhog's Day, employees of the town of Breckenridge will be working remotely for the foreseeable future due to the spread of the coronavirus. Summit County has seen a notable increase in COVID-19 cases since the beginning of December. About 60% of eligible residents there are fully vaccinated against the virus. Dry and chilly for the next few days on the Front Range, temperatures in the 30s for Denver. Snow and storm warnings continue in the mountains. This is CPR News and KRCC.